We are now in Oshud Aleph here. So the Gemara there in Brachos is talking about how it first talks about Kriyat Shema Belaila, and then the next Kriyat Shema in the morning. And the Gemara tells us that the B'shachpov Kumechav, Shapchav is referring to nighttime, and the Pasuk mentions that before the morning, so that's why the Mishnah addresses Kriyat Shema Belaila. So Reb Tzadok writes here in Oshud Aleph, he says, Yalfinan Mibriyasa Shalom, we learn from the way the world is created. That's what the Gemara says. Misei de bria sa'olam shekodem haya laila v'charkach yom. It says vayi'er vayivoker. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it first says there is night, and then there is daytime. So yesh lanu luma, we can learn from this a very, very deep Indian, he writes. De b'chal davar sheba'olam mut b'seder, in every matter of the world, there's a certain nature and order. Shalayla kodem layom. Night is always before the day. Kedisa kemoshin imsu v'gemar reish brachos, like we just described in the beginning of brachos. Shatana lamad mizel lahaktim is dine kriyashma ala arvis. That's why the Mishnah, Yehuda Nasi, discussed kriyashma balayla before kriyashma baboker. Why? Kiseida bria milamdenu gam eich misnal olam. There's a very, very important idea here that the way the world is created is to teach us how the world runs. Bechol davar ruchni v'gashmi. Everything in ruchni, everything in gashmi, runs this way that there's night and there's daytime. What does that mean? Sheha'eder u'bita davar, the absence of something, the bitl of anything, hu kodem l'havaya, that precedes creation. There's first emptiness, and that leads to a creation of something. L'sa'avos mitzioso, to allow, you need an emptiness, a vacuum, to allow something to be created. Al-derech she'agiron nirkav l'fnei she'tzomech menu. Those learning Daf Yomi appreciate this. Yesterday we spoke about this in Daf Yomi, that the seeds are placed in the ground, and they're hidden from us, and you think it's dead, it's rotting, it cracks, it breaks, it falls apart, but suddenly that seed sprouts into a beautiful flower, into a beautiful bush, into a beautiful tree or something. So that idea of a seed in the ground, that the death, a certain tchias amesim that takes place here, that's a necessary part of the growth of anything. Vimkein, yesh ladas shagam ki eisha b'choshech Hashem orli, that one has to realize, based on the Pasuk of Micha, that when a person sits in a time of darkness, there's a certain or that's there, that's going to come. Gam imani margish hester v'choser atzlacha, a person's in a point in life where there's darkness, where he's lacking in any success, he feels like a complete failure in everything, a person lacks that sense of self, sense of accomplishment. Eda, you have to know, v'avin mitochoshech, you have to understand from that very place of darkness, zeh ki belis safek, there's no doubt, acharkach, Hashem ye orli. There's going to be certainly a certain light. Sheya'ir li hatzlachasi binyan zemamish. It's going to lead to hatzlacha. Remember whenever I come across this Indian, which of course is a big Indian in Hasidus, but I remember one of the first times I heard Rav Weinberger speak many, many years ago, he was telling a story that he used to watch when he was younger, Batman and Robin shows. You remember that? Remember those Batman and Robin shows where they like pow and bang and there's like weird like sound coming? So he remembers there was this one episode whereby Batman and Robin were in a room and the walls were closing and closing and closing and tighter and there's no place for them to go and the ceiling's coming down, and then suddenly he says, okay, it's a commercial. You don't know what's going to happen even though you know what's going to happen. But he says a person sometimes in life feels like the whole world is crushing him, there's no place to go, and then suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Pesach, a light of some sort, and there's a way out. There's always a way out. It says, B'li safek acharka Hashem ye'orli. There's going to be a light. Sheya'ir li hatzlachat l'slachti b'inyan zeh mamish. It's going to be a certain success. Ki chol chai ha'adam, the person's life, kach murkavim michilifo hazman, times, ups and downs, there's moments of happiness, moments of sadness. The pavim choshech v'astar, sometimes there's times of darkness and you don't sense Hashem, there's hiddenness. With the pavim, sometimes there's orha v'atzlacha, there's light and there's success. Yom v'layla, this is day and night, success and failure. Kach chozer chalila, that's how the world goes, that's how the world runs. Kach chozer said this order, al atzma masha chay adam pam achar pam, there's ups and downs in every person's life, they're waves. Perhaps as an Indian, I once mentioned this, that when they were reconstructing the base of Migdash, the beginning of Maseches Baba Basra, that talks about how they were making the marble on the outside, and they had marble, and then a layer where they wanted to lay it with gold, and then another layer of marble. And then before they put the layer of gold in between, Chaim said, you know what, leave it as is. Why? Because it looked like a wave. There's a marble, and then it was inside indented, and a marble outside. It looked like there was a wave. And that's much prettier, say the Chachamim, than the gold. So what's so pretty about that? I would think gold is prettier than this nice, illusion of a wave. And perhaps the idea is that people come to the Beis Hamikdash for chizuk. So when they see the waves on the outside of the Beis Hamikdash, that reminds them that my life, the ups and downs, is like anybody else's life. There's ups and downs. And that's the message, how chozer chalila, the whole world runs that way. Rock. Shachoshech v'astara kodem. L'haras hatzlacha. The darkness is necessary. That precedes every success. Hu hameichen l'or, that prepares, that paves the way for the light. K'mo d'klipa hamachases hapri. Just like there's a shell, there's a peel that covers a fruit. Kodemes v'smucha el ha'adam l'fnei hapri. If you want to eat the fruit inside, you first have to take off the outside. You want to have an avocado, take off the avocado peel. You want to eat the nuts, you need to take off the shell first. Shiratza Hashem yizbarach b'klipa sh'ayedei ayado yehalamas hapri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides, he envelops the fruit in this covering. The tachlas haklipa, the purpose of klipa, b'pnei eza tova nikla mehem l'kedusha. The purpose of that covering, that darkness, that klipa, is because there's a hidden kedusha. V'zayi de hizchatzkus adam beis hester v'ha'elam. That's a person that has to mechatzik himself, there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. Amnam. Hakodemes, hakdamas halayla l'fnei hayom hi b'chol davar. That's every matter, night precedes day. Chutz. So there's a very, very interesting din here. When it comes to eating karbanos, could go in the inin achilas karban toda shenemar b'yom karbano ye'achel. You actually eat in the daytime and then eat the night afterward. By karbanos, the day precedes the night. That's the opposite of everything else in Torah in the world. Always, night precedes day. Darkness is before the light. By kachim, the day precedes the nighttime. Why is that? So he explains a very nice idea. She says, anu by karbanos, the night is after the day. Gam you shech the carbon tamid, or the carbon toda rather, during the daytime. You eat it also the night afterwards. What's the inyan? Ubir ha'inyan ki this is the following. El dargas hakodesh, when a person gets to a level of kachim, into a level of karbanos, where he understands the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence everywhere. His whole life, his whole essence is dedicated. He's giving over to Hashem. Etzlo, for him, from his perspective, Sidur Avodas Hayom, the order of the day, which means Hakaras Brura Hashem Yisbarach, he has a complete, absolute recognition and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodem L'Sidur Avodas Hayom. He recognizes the Kedush of Hashem, the existence of Hashem, before any darkness hits. What does that mean? He's already standing inside the fruit, inside that avocado, inside that pineapple, inside the nuts. In other words, even in times of darkness, he always sees the light. He always sees the Kedusha. A person lives his life as it's always yom. Daytime is always first. That's his nucleus. And then when he encounters nighttime, he doesn't view it as nighttime. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. That's when it comes to Kodshim. That's a person, a Gabra, who's in level of Kodshim. So he's inside, he's already living inside the Kli. HaMalima Esapri, that which hides the Kli, the fruit. Ki b'chtei sheyatzliach, for a person to be successful, l'sakin gam saklipa. To even view the Klipa, to even view the darkness as, or, b'klitas hatov shebeklipa l'kedusha, to find the goodness in everything, in other words, you have to have a yom before Laila in Hashkafa. You have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence everywhere, and that allows you then to look at every night, every darkness, every failure as really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein, so let's finish off with this now. L'chein takadaitach, there's a havamina, shlorak the kachim. So the Gemara has a havamina. And the given is, by kachim, day precedes nighttime. Meaning when you're the level of kachim, you're Adam Kadosh, day, the presence of Hashem precedes all night. Everywhere else in Torah, night precedes day. You first experience darkness, and then you experience the light, because you're not on that level. So there's a havamin in the Gemara that maybe kriyashma should be like karbanos, that you should speak about daytime Shema before nighttime Shema. Why? Because Shema is on that level almost of kodshim. That's what he explains here. Gam l'kriyashma yechashev hayom l'fnei halayla. We should maybe talk about daytime Shema before nighttime Shema. Why? A person on that level, he starts inside the fruit, which means he's on a high level of recognizing Hashem everywhere. Then afterwards, he could already fix and rectify the klipa.
A person wants to sanctify himself. Ulakaba ol malchushmaim. He wants to recognize, accept Hashem's kingdom. L'sakin kodem esaor hamusak bayom. So maybe he wants to fix the daytime, recognize Hashem, mekaba ol malchushmaim, and only achar kach esachoshech hamisava meora. Then to describe the darkness which comes after the night. Shu gadol kol kach hachoshech lain kli haros. So he says, that was the Havamina. Kimoshi Barati Makam Achi, like he explains elsewhere, that was the Havamina, but the answer is that no, in the end, even by Shema, you're not on that level. You first need night and then daytime. And then he quotes the interesting Rabbeinu Yonah, Barachos Chesem and Aleph, the Masl of Amar, Shemivar, the Gam B'Torah Hadinkim. That's also by Torah, Shalaila Holech Achayom. When you say Birchas HaTorah, we say it in the morning, and that continues at nighttime as well, which means Yom is before Laila, like Kadshim. Yom is before Laila. Why is that? So Rabbeinu Yonah gives his pshat, and then Rabbi Tzadok gives his own pshat. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Lachain ein tzarich levarich birchas haTorah al mashalom in b'layla." You say it in the morning. You don't need to say another one at nighttime. The day precedes the nighttime by Torah. Tamo, Rabbeinu Yonah's reason is mishum shechiv halimud b'layla hu kipiron amashu bittel me'alimud b'yom. We should really be learning during the daytime. We have to make a parnas. We need to feed our family. So we are making up at nighttime what we should be doing in the daytime. We hope that Shirosa that we're making up at nighttime. We should be making up at nighttime what we should be learning during the daytime. So that's why night comes after daytime. That's a halachic point. But according to Rav Tzadok, he says, "Lufia mavur linin kodshim, niten lomar gam linin limna Torah." Just like by kodshim, when a person is on that level, that perspective that a Kodesh Baruch Hu exists everywhere, he's living a life of yom, then he could go and fix the laila. So too when it comes to limna Torah. Sheikr bayom means man hakara. When you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, that's the Indian of daytime. Through Torah, we could get to that level. Hare Torah is the Ur of Chachma. So that's why Torah, the Birchas Torah, starts at daytime and then helps us to see the light even at nighttime. V'alayla hu rak zman lipiron hachov v'nishar min hayom. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.